Okay, today we're Be'ez Hashem continuing in the 8th parak of Maseches Pesachim. Today we are learning Parak Ches, Mishnah Ches, and then Be'ez Hashem will begin Parak Tes as well. So Parak Ches, Mishnah Ches picks up on the on Mishnah Vav. In Mishnah Vav we said that you're allowed to Shecht the Korban Pesach for people who will be able to eat that night, even though right now it looks a little bit risky if they're going to be able to eat that night. So the Mishnah tells us, okay, that's Korban Pesach. What about other Korbanos? Onin tovel vochel es pischol le'erev. An onin could go to the mikveh and he could eat his korban pesach that night. Avalo b'kachim, but he's not allowed to eat other korbanos on the night after a relative of his died, because there is an iser mitirabanan that an onin is not allowed to eat kachim even on the night following the death of his relative. On the day of the death of his relative, it's not a drabanan. That's a daraisa. The night following is a drabanan, but the rabanan were willing to forego that iser for the sake of a carbon pesach, because it's a mitzvah saseh sheish b'kares, whereas other carbonos are not a mitzvah sheish b'kares. So other, even though every carbon there's a mitzvah to eat, it's not the same as the achilas carbon pesach. So the Mishnah talks about people who have a status midrabanan of an onein during the daytime. Shomea meso, someone who hears about a relative that died, but the relative did not die that day. The relative died in the last 30 days, but not that day. Or someone who's moving the bones of his relative to be reburied somewhere else. There are certain situations where you're allowed to move a mace, most notably to Kivrei Avos or to Eretz Yisrael. So if they're moving, but on the day of the Likud Atzamos, you have to observe Avelus. So he goes to the mikveh, and he can eat from all karbanos on the following night, because even during the day, his onen status was only midrabanan, and the rabbanan didn't extend that status to the following night. So even if it's not a karban pesach, if it's for other karbanos, if his aninus in the first place was only midrabanan, so then we're going to allow for other karbanos that night. Gershon is gayuber of pesach. If a person converted to Judaism on erev pesach, it happens to be there's a little bit of an erev pesach rush sometimes when we're megayer people, because they want to be able to participate in the Pesach Seder. As a Jew, very often, that's people's goal, is to conclude the process by Pesach. So let's say Mamish happens on Erev Pesach. Beishamay Omrim Tovel V'yochel Es Pischol La'erev. Beishamay says if he got his bris that day, he can go to the mikveh and therefore become a full-fledged Jew, and he can eat Korban Pesach that night. Beisulam Porish Mina Orla Kiporish Mina Kever. That no, if someone was Porish Mina Orla, meaning he just got his bris mila for the sake of Geirus, that's like being Porish Min HaKever. That's like coming from a cemetery. So just like a person who's Tami LeMeis can't become Tohar unless you have Hazah Shlishi Yushvi with Mei Efer Paraduma, so too, someone who's Megayer needs Hazah Shlishi Yushvi after he goes through his bris mila in order to be able to eat from the Korban Pesach. So therefore, he's not allowed to come that's because the concern is that he might have come in contact with the dead body right before he converted, because he wasn't Jewish yet anyway, so he might have done that. Now really, someone who is Megayer should be able to eat from a Korban right after his Geirus, even if he did touch a dead body right before his Geirus, because he's a non-Jew, he's not Mekabel Tumah. But Basila are concerned that if we allow him to just go to the mikveh and eat the Korban Pesach that night without going through Hazah Shlishi Shvi, he might think that every year he's allowed to do that, that he can go to the cemeteries, go to Kivrei Tzadikim or whatever on the day before Pesach, and that it's no big deal, he can just go to the mikveh. But once he's a Jew, that's not going to be true anymore, because once he's a Jew, he's going to actually be able to become Tamei, and therefore going to have to go through a much more rigorous process of Tahara. Okay, now we begin the 9th parak of Maseches Pesachim. So the Torah tells us that if a person is Tamei on Pesach Rishon, they could bring Pesach Sheni, which is 1 month later, on the 14th day of Iyar. But if you didn't bring Korban Pesach on the 14th, that's only if you were Tamei on the 14th day of Nisan, when you were supposed to bring Pesach Rishon. So Perek Tes is really all about Pesach Sheni. Mishaya Tamei, if a person was Tamei on the afternoon of the 14th day of Nisan, so he couldn't bring Korban Pesach, Obederech Rechoka. or he was too far away on the afternoon of the 14th day of Nisan to be able to get to the Beis HaMikdash in order to be able to bring a Korban Pesach, v'lo ases rishon, and consequently he did not bring a Pesach rishon, yases hasheni, so he should bring a Pesach sheni. Also, shagag, if a person didn't bring a Pesach rishon because he made a mistake, he didn't realize that's what he was supposed to do that day. It's like, you know, he's sitting at the Seder and he's like, oh, my to-do list, did I do everything on my to-do list? Ah, forgot to bring the Korban Pesach, which is the ikra of the whole Seder. Onenas, or he was he had some sort of onus that made it impossible for him to be able to bring the Korban Pesach. He was too ill or something like that. V'lo ases harishon, yes, ases hasheni. So if he didn't bring Korban Pesach for those reasons, then he could bring a Pesach sheni. So says the Mishnah, im kein, if that's true that anybody who didn't bring Pesach rishon could bring Pesach sheni, lama nemar tamei oshoi b'darach b'choka. Why does the pasuk specifically identify two categories of people and only two categories of people? People who are tamei or people who are at a great distance. Why not just say anybody who, for whatever reason, shagag, ones, whatever. So she'elu p'turim mihikares ve'elu chayav mihikares. No, because there is a big difference. The reason the Torah identifies tamei and darach b'choka is because someone who is tamei or b'darach b'choka on Pesach Rishon is not chayav kares, even if they don't bring Pesach Sheni, they're not going to be chayav kares. Whereas someone who didn't bring the first Korban Pesach because of a shogeg or because of an ones, they are going to be chayiv kares if they then don't bring Pesach Sheni, if they don't step up and actually follow through and bring Pesach Sheni. So the chayiv kares is really for not bringing Pesach Rishon, but if you could make up for it by bringing Pesach Sheni. But if a person purposely doesn't bring Pesach Sheni, then retroact and he was just a shogeg or an ones Pesach Rishon, so retroactively he's going to be Chayv Kares for not bringing Pesach Rishon. So let's review what we learned today. So in Pereches, Mishnah Ches, we learned that an Onen can just go to the mikveh and eat the Korban Pesach that night, but he's not allowed to eat other Kachim that night, because Midrabanan, an Onen is not allowed to eat Kachim even on the night after the death of his relative, and the Rabbanan were willing to waive that Isser for the mitzvah Saseh Sheish Bokaris of Korban Pesach, but not for other mitzvah Sheish Bokaris. But if even his entire aninus, even the daytime aninus that this guy had, was only midrabanan, for example, it came on account of likurat samos or a shmur krova, where the mace had not died that day, then by the following night he can even eat kachim, because that's like a double drabanan, and for the mitzvah of achilus kachim we're going to allow it. If someone is megayer on erev Pesach, we have machlokas beisham beis hillel. Beis Shammai says if he had his milah on erev Pesach, he could do his tevi and eat Korban Pesach that night. Beis Hillel says no, he can't, because we view it as if he had just been metamei lemeis and he's going to need hazaah shlishi u'shvi'i. And then Mishnah Aleph of Perek Tes, we said that if someone was either tamei or bidarach l'choka or was a shogeg or was an ones, and for those reasons didn't bring Pesach Rishon, he could do Pesach Sheni. So what distinguishes tamei and darach l'choka from a shogeg or an ones? What distinguishes them is that a tamei or darach l'choka is not going to be chayiv kares even if he purposely doesn't bring Pesach Sheni, whereas a shogeg or an ones is going to be chayiv kares if he doesn't follow through and bring Pesach Sheni. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis.